The NBA All-Star Game will be played this Sunday in Atlanta. At its season midpoint, the National Basketball Association has a new top team in the Dallas Mavericks, a new foreign star in Yao Ming of China, and one very big star marking what he promises will be his final farewell tour, Michael Jordan. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stephen Fatsis of The Wall Street Journal. Good to see you, Stephen.
Hi, Robert.
Michael Jordan turns 40 in 10 days, and he says this time it's going to be for real. This retirement will actually be it.
Well, this will be his last All-Star appearance, if that's the case. But he's actually been pretty good in the first half of the season. He's averaging nearly 19 points a game. He threw in 45 last week in a game. And he's put his young team, the Washington Wizards, in the hunt for a playoff spot. But his appointment to the All-Star game is as a substitute because the fans didn't elect him. An interesting twist, both Allen Iverson of the Philadelphia 76ers and Tracy McGrady of the Orlando Magic offered to give up their starting spots in the game so that Jordan could take it, and he said no.
Now, let's talk about the heir to Jordan when it's spelled H-E-I-R, not A-I-R, and that is supposed to be LeBron James, the reinstated high school player, who, of course, will not be playing in the NBA All-Star game. He has now been re-accepted, I gather, by Ohio State officials, despite having received a couple of amazingly expensive jerseys.
$845 in total for two. James, of course, is likely to be the number one pick in the NBA's draft in June. In a couple of months, he's going to sign a sneaker contract for $25 or $30 million. So there was wonderful irony, I thought, in his getting suspended for accepting these jerseys. The truth is LeBron James has been getting free jerseys and free shoes and free plane rides to practice with Michael Jordan himself for a long time now, and he hasn't hidden that fact. This has all been about maintaining pretty comically, I think, this illusion of amateurism in high school basketball.
But tell us about the other high school age player, the 17-year-old, I gather, Darko Milicic?
That's right. He's a Yugoslav. He could be the number two pick in the draft, but there's a hitch. The NBA has a rule about when foreign players are eligible for the draft. Their interpretation of the rule is that they have to have turned 18 years old by the deadline for entering the draft, which is 45 days in advance of it. Milicic turns 18 just 6 days before the draft. Now, the agents for Milicic and another player who's in the same boat, a Greek named Sophocles Shortsianidis, they interpret the rule differently. They say the players are eligible as long as they're 18 by draft day.
And this is a big deal for the NBA.
Oh, definitely. It's about the two biggest currents in the NBA right now. The first is that the league has been intent on keeping young players, very young players, out of the league as long as possible. The second issue here is the dramatic influx of foreign players into the league. There are plenty of American players who also would like to delay the arrival of players like Milicic and Shortsianidis because they inevitably take jobs away from veteran players. The Players Union Executive Committee is meeting in Atlanta tomorrow, and they're going to talk about this subject. They could file a grievance with the league on behalf of the two players. If they don't, their agents vow that they're going to take this to federal court.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Robert.
Stephen Fatsis, sports writer for The Wall Street Journal, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.